All right, we want to praise the Lord on this Easter, April the 9th, Lord's Day Sunday morning, and I'm excited about being in the house of God today.
Yes.
I'm not going to say I didn't anticipate being in heaven. I'm sitting there thinking all this whole week has followed in conjunction with the events of 2023 years ago, and I actually thought we might leave out of here. We still may do it, and hallelujah, I'm glad I'm good to go. And not only that, praise God, I've about had enough of it down here. It's hard to tell what's human, what ain't. I never seen so many devilish people. Riley, can't remember her name right now, swimmer. But she got attacked by transsexuals. And they verbally and physically attacked her. And that's the hour we're living in. A matter of fact, we'll be preaching somewhat about that in the message today. But we're going to try to finish out Exodus chapter 12.
You want to say something about this? I'll just hold it up.
Go right ahead. Exodus chapter 12.
This is our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, holding a man up that drove nails in his hand.
That pictures us.
Yes, and you know that man sees the resurrection this morning.
Amen. Yes. Thank God Jesus took our place and in our stead and took our cross and took it all the way to Calvary and won the battle. Just like David went up against Goliath. Goliath, he underestimated David and the devil underestimated Jesus. I'll tell you right now, there's a reason the devils believe in God and tremble.
Yeah.
He had more than a close encounter. That's why he was glad to give them keys of death and hell to Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
In Exodus chapter 12, we're going to try to finish out this chapter. We stopped, I think, at verse number 41. We're going to reread that verse. It said, it came to pass at the end of 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the host of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. That's mentioned in Genesis chapter 15, verse 13. God told Abraham his children be a stranger in a strange land, and they'd be there 430 years. And here that is fulfilled. And they went out of the land of Egypt. They're leaving bondage, heading to the promised land. Verse 42, it is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel and their generations. This means that, you know, it's a... I can't get the word here. It's instituted to be observed, kind of like an ordinance. That's the word I guess I was trying to spit out. Mm-hmm. Reason I couldn't get it out, I'm thinking about praying. Lord, go to Lord in prayer real quick.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for the not only, Lord, the victory that Lord, you had over devil and sin and death, but also, Lord, the blessing of salvation.
Yes.
And, Lord, the blessing of heaven and the joy to know, Lord, heaven's our home. We thank you for that. And I pray your blessings on this service today, Lord, upon the listeners. Lord, it'll be listening upon those that are watching by way of a live stream. We ask your blessings on them all, as we've already prayed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
This is a night to be remembered, a night to be much observed. The Lord is that Passover, that they had this Passover sacrifice, blood on the door, that protected them from the death angels, the one that protects us from death. And Brother Ed sent me a YouTube of Jonathan David Kahn, 64 years old, an American Messianic Jewish rabbi, but he's also evangelical Christian. I'll spit it out here in a minute.
Yeah, you got it.
Almost like Kamala Harris there, word salad. But he's an evangelical Christian. And, he gave a good update on what's going on for the hour we're living in. It's kind of scary and astonishing.
Yeah.
But also it's a blessing to know that, you know, we've got a better place to go.
Amen.
And even though the heathen are raging, the people are imagining vain things, I'm glad our King's coming back, glory.
Amen.
But this God don't want them to forget this night when the firstborn died, and they didn't die because they were behind the blood. Moses here, he's telling them, and it's a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out of the land of Egypt.
Right.
This is that night of the Lord to be observed unto all children of Israel and their generations. And the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof, but every man's servant that he is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. That covenant that God made with Abraham about the circumcision is brought into this.
Yeah.
And I'm glad, praise God, Christ gave us a different covenant of a different circumcision. The one done without hands circumcised our heart.
Yeah.
And we're allowed to partake. But he said, a foreigner and a hired servant shall not eat thereof. In one house it shall be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. You know, Jesus, there wasn't a bone of him broke.
Right. Yeah.
He was beaten beyond recognition. The vestige of his body was marred more than any man. I watched this week, they had the Passion of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Mel Gibson's movie, portrayal of the crucifixion. And I have to admit, it still affected me to see the suffering and the beating that our Lord and Savior had to go through.
Yeah.
But that fact, not a bone shall be broken thereof. He said, all the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee. You know, we were strangers, aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. But praise God, we got in through Jesus. Amen. When a stranger shall sojourn with thee, and will keep the Passover of the Lord, let all his males be circumcised. You know, in our day and time, I don't know if male or female still exists. You got people binary. You got people claiming, you know, to be something they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's between them and God. God made them male and female. See, right. They're rebelling against the Creator. They're rebelling against creation. And here God says, let all of his males be circumcised. Then let him come near and keep it. And he shall be as one that's born in the land. For no circumcised person shall eat thereof. Like I said, I'm glad I got in through Christ the door. I'm telling you, he's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. And I was allowed to get in.
Yeah.
And it says, one law shall be to him that is homeborn, and unto the stranger that sojourneth among you. Thus did all the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron. These three words are important. So did they.
Yeah.
You know, we're supposed to be doers, not hearers only.
Yeah.
And they done what they told. Amen.
Amen.
And it came to pass the self same day that the Lord did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies. You know, God had promised to get them out. And he said here, the self same day that the Lord did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies. We sing a song, I'm in the Lord's army. Amen.
Yeah.
And you know, the Lord, he does have children down here. And I'm one of them. I got in by adoption. God's my father now. Jesus, my brother now. I'm a joint heir to the throne. But here, this Passover not only was instituted, this Passover not only observed, but I observe it too. We just took the Passover, breaking of the bread and drinking of the grape juice, I think last Sunday. And I just tell you, as oft as you do this, the Bible says, we do show the Lord's death till he comes.
Yeah.
And I'm expecting him even today.
Amen.
If he doesn't come today, I'm still expecting him.
Yeah.
I know the Bible says in the last days, There'll be some mockers, and they'll say, where is the promise of His coming? In 2 Peter chapter 3, he said, this second epistle, beloved, I write now unto you both, which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. I'm in 2 Peter chapter 3, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles, of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of His coming? You know, I've got the promise of His coming.
Yes.
I know He's coming. I know He's coming for me. The hour I may not know, but I'll tell you what, by the things looking around, it's pretty close. Amen.
Yes,
and here they said, for since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. I'm glad that today they may deny creation, but it's mentioned right here in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. You know, Jesus said, in an hour you think not, the Son of Man cometh. And He's coming, and it may be today. And we've got the promise of His coming.
Yeah.
Verse 5 says, for this they willingly are ignorant. Boy, that's the worst kind of ignorance there is.
Yeah, that's right.
That means you don't care about the facts. You don't care about the promise. Matter of fact, you don't care about anything but your own rebellious, selfish mind. They are willingly ignorant of it by the word of God.
Amen.
The heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water, and in the water, whereby the world then was being overflowed with water, perished. You know, that's done happen. And the fossil record proves it. You look at the Grand Canyon, it's nothing more than where God took His finger, made a drainage ditch. They find all these dinosaurs all piled up where they drowned. And you know, they just piled up as the waters receded. Me and Donnie, we hunt Indian arrowheads down the lake bottom, and sometimes you'll find an arrowhead where it's drifted down to where the waters receded, and it'll just be laying on top of the ground. But some of that stuff, and most of that stuff, points to a great flood, points to a time when the world was overflowed with water and the world perished. And he went on to say in verse 7, but the heavens and the earth, which are now, that's where we're at right now,
right,
by the same word,
yeah,
are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. He said, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years,
amen,
and a thousand years as one day. He said, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I'm glad God waited at least till April 27th, 1988, when one man, ignorant of the grace of God, ignorant of the love of God, and was going to perish, but the long suffering of God went on long enough to let me repent and to let me find Him in a mighty way. That long suffering love of God, He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You know, God wants all to repent.
Amen.
He wants all to be saved. All won't get saved, but all can get saved. The Lord refuses none. John 6:37, Jesus said, all that come to me, I'll in no wise turn away. Your guaranteed acceptance. He said, he that cometh unto me, He said He'd receive. I'm telling you, only problem is not with God, it's with you. Jesus said, John 5, chapter 40, John chapter 5, verse 40, He said, you will not come to me that you may have life. This long-suffering love of God that's waiting, even today, waiting, is waiting for you to repent and get saved.
Amen.
Verse 10 is pretty conclusive.
Yeah.
It says, but the day for the Lord will come.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got a calendar back there at the back of the church. Y'all need some help bring that in, Kelly?
No.
The day of the Lord will come. On the calendar of God, Jesus said His Father knew when He would come back. And I say by now Jesus knows when He's going to come back. He's done resurrected, sitting at the right hand of God.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, they were in agreement that He would give His life a ransom for all. Not only did He give His life a ransom, but He resurrected from the dead. That's why we call this day Easter. And the greatest thing about Easter is the resurrected Lord. And here He said the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. When I drove up here, I noticed the sky looked a little different. And what I was doing, I was looking for that real difference. I was looking for Him to part the sky. Yeah. I was looking for Him to say, let's go home. I was looking for Him to say, come up hither.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now, I was looking.
Yeah.
It said the heavens will pass away with a great noise. You know, they've got a battle going on over the Middle East right now. They've got submarines headed over Tomahawk missiles right now. They've got a war going on right now because of this day right here, Easter.
Yeah.
Those Muslims, can't think of them now, borders, Israel, they're mad. That may be right. I'm trying to think of that Arab nation right there. They're trying to land for peace, trying to make some kind of treaty over there.
Right.
And you know, the Dome of the Rock, all that stuff, it's all heading up like a powder keg ready to explode. And like I said, there'd never be no peace over there till the Prince of Peace shows up. And then there will be peace. It'll be a 1,000-year reign of peace. But I'm telling you, man tries to make peace over there, man ain't got a chance of making peace over there. And there'll be trouble sometimes over there. And it's going to get worse, not better. And I want you to know, buddy, this is a time of trouble. Meet you right here in verse 10. When the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. When He makes His show there. Now He's coming for us. We're going to miss the great tribulation. We get a little tribulation down here. Jesus said in the world we'd have tribulation. But He said, be a good cheer, I've overcome the world. And we're overcomers through Him. But there will be a great tribulation. And in that great tribulation, the heavens, the clouds will roll back. It's mentioned in Revelation chapter 6 in better detail, I guess, than any place in the Bible. In Revelation chapter 6, it says here, verse 13, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she's shaken of a mighty wind. And the heavens departed as a scroll when it's rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Now you're talking about a traumatic event.
Yeah.
How traumatic, Brother Eddie? Verse 15, and the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men, and the chief captains, that's talking about Democrats, I think, I ain't sure. And the mighty men, and every bond man, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. This is quite an event right here.
Yeah.
And it's coming. I'm glad I won't be involved in this.
Amen.
I've already got a hiding place. I want you to know He hid me behind His blood. And under the shelter of the Almighty, I'm safe.
Yeah.
But here, this bunch here, they got caught off guard. This bunch right here, what we just read about in 2 Peter there, the heavens roll back, the clouds are parted, and they get a glimpse of judgment and eternity, and they're afraid, and they run, and they hide themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and they say to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of Him that sitteth on the throne. They didn't want nothing to do with Jesus. Said, away with Him! Away with Him! Crucify Him! A little different now.
Yeah.
They're trying to have nothing to do with that Jesus, which is called Christ. Hell, I want you to know that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of His wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Not a one. I want you to know He's going to serve judgment on this world. Yeah. They're finally going to get their just reward. The Bible said, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world? Have you noticed how rich all these politicians are getting? Mm-hmm. Have you noticed they go in meager and they come out multi-billionaires? Have you noticed how they're piling up all their riches against the last day? Oh, let's read a little on that. James, I want a little smorgasbord this morning. Right. But James talks about those riches. James says in James chapter 5, go to now, you rich men.
Yeah.
Weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted. Your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver's cankered. And the rest of them shall be a witness against you, and ye shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. I put my treasure in heaven.
Amen.
Jesus told the disciples, He said, marvel not that the devils are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written down in heaven. He said, lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven where the moth eateth not and the thief breaketh not to steal. They heap up their treasures down here, Donnie.
Yes.
Trying to make it through the last days. I'm glad my treasure's in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
And now, you know, the workers down here, they're working and the system's rigged. And no matter how hard they work, no matter how much they make, there's no way they can get ahead. And the reason they can't is because of those that are in charge. They're so greedy. They'll be so guilty when the Lord shows up. The Lord here speaking to that bunch. He said, behold, verse 4 of James chapter 5. Behold the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you, kept back by fraud. Boy, there's a lot of money changing hands right now. It's hard to keep up with.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, every time you follow the money trail, it'll lead straight to corruption. And you know it's out of sight of man, but it's not out of sight of God. And here He says, you've kept it back by fraud, which is of you, kept back by fraud. Cry, and the cries of them which are reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath. You have lived in pleasure on the earth. Oh my. Some of these mansions down here, some of these multi-billionaires down here, living in pleasure.
Yeah.
Oh, the Bible says Moses, he refused to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season and chose rather to suffer with the people of God rather than the riches of Egypt, esteeming the riches of Christ greater than the riches of Egypt. Some people made a bad choice and they have lived in pleasure on the earth.
Yeah.
It have been wanting. You know, with all that riches, Brother Ed, and all that pleasure, they're still not satisfied.
Oh, no.
They're still in want. I'm glad that I was satisfied April 27, 1988.
Yeah.
I'm glad, praise God, a young black girl in a school play, she was trying to quote Psalms 23, and she didn't really misquote it. I thought she done a good job. But she said, the Lord is my shepherd. She said, He's all I want. And I have to admit, I've not been in want since I met Him. I'm glad He supplied my need out of His riches and glory. I want you to know, praise God, David said, I've been young, now I'm old, I've yet to see the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread. I want you to know He's took good care of me.
Yeah.
But this bunch that lives in pleasure on the earth, they've been in wanting, God said. You know, they have not because they can't have it. They're just too greedy.
Yeah.
He said, you have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just, and he doeth not resist you. He said, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. I want you to know the Lord not only coming, but He said, behold, the husband waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth. Have long patience for it. There'll be farmers planting seed in the ground. And they'll wait for that corn to come up. They'll wait for them soybeans to come up. They'll wait, you know, for their crop to come up. And the reason they're waiting for it is because they want to receive the reward of their effort. He said, the precious fruit of the earth, have long patience for it till it receive the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. That's where we're at.
Yeah, you know what? Brother Eddie, you were talking about the riches and stuff. You know, these people that in Congress and all parts of Washington up there that are getting richer and richer and richer off of the poor people in the United States.
That's the whole design of it.
You know, that is their God.
Yeah.
They don't know nothing about the God you're preaching about right now. That is their God. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil, and I believe it, you know, that, hey, you can have so much of it that you don't even need God.
I'm going to read one more place here in the Bible. I'm just reading this morning, but in 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul writing to young preacher Timothy, he said, verse 1, this know also that in the last days, that's where we're at,
yes.
He said, perilous times shall come. Mm-hmm. The man that invented the cash app stabbed, and really no one would even help him, begging people to help him. 2 stab wounds in his chest, fell dead. These are the perilous times.
Yeah.
He said, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. I see this stuff going on down here. They love their selves so much that it shows.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got the look of that lust of the love of themselves. They're covetous, they're boasters, they're proud, they're blasphemers, disobedient to parents, they're unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. I don't even want to go there.
Okay.
Truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce. The House Speaker, John Pierre, I hope I get her name right, she said the trans people are fierce. She didn't even realize she's quoting the Bible. Said they're fierce despisers of those that are good.
Yeah.
Like I said, that swimmer, Riley, I can't remember. Hey, Abby, good to see you, baby. She was attacked because she was doing what was right.
Yeah.
They are despisers of those that are good. Traitors, heady, high-minded. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Mm-hmm. Having a form of, and that's all they've got, so form. Having a form of godliness, but denying the powers thereof, from such turn away. You know, I say this to all the churches out there. We're supposed to turn away this ungodliness. We're not supposed to embrace it. We're supposed to turn it away.
Right.
And you know, I don't mind them coming in if they're sincere and they want to hear. I want them to hear. But I don't want them coming here thinking they've got a right in here without repenting and knowing the Lord or wanting to know the Lord. They come in if that's what their motive is, but not going to come in here and cause no problems. I'll tell you right now, God made His ministers of fire. His Word is a fire. I don't believe they can stand the heat. He said, from such turn away, for this sort are they which creep in the houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning, never able to come to knowledge of the truth. Now as James and Jamborees withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. That's what the problem is.
Right.
They don't want truth. They resist it. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. They shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men as theirs was also. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience, persecution, afflicting, which came to me at Antioch and Iconium and Lystra, which persecution I endured. But out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the thing which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, that from a child, they're after our children right now, that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. We'll stop right there. Just wanted to finish that chapter out of Exodus chapter 12. And we're getting ready to start our Easter service. Yeah. I'm going to say it's going to be a lot of good singing, going to be a lot of good fellowship, a lot of good food, hopefully some good preaching, amen. Hey. I have to admit I'm fired up and ready, amen. All right. Yeah.